Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here in October as we count down toward Halloween. Can't believe that we're this far into October already, but it's what it is.
That's right. It's in black and white, so I guess it's real.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County, even yet this fall. Maybe a hunting trip at McKelvey National Forest or the Valentine Wildlife Refuge. Plan an ice fishing trip out at the refuge or Merritt Reservoir. And, of course, Merritt Reservoir is a home of the International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and the stars shine year-round right here in Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.org.
And don't forget about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're not already receiving a subscription, you need to check them out. TSLN.com. That's where you go for local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified, special interest sections, and so much more. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Kim, here a while back, you had some groanable joke.
I did, didn't
and
I?
And we've been asking people for some Halloween-type things.
Yeah.
And Sue Argenbright of Valentine dropped these off for us the other day.
It's okay.
Called The Witch's Brouhahas. You'll groan on a couple of these.
Okay.
What is in a ghost's nose? Boogers. Why did Dracula go to the doctor? He was coughing too much. Which skeleton won the candy eating contest? Nobody.
Oh, very cute. Very cute.
What was the witch's best subject in school?
Math.
Spelling. That, see.
Very good. All right, very good.
Couple more of these. What type of rocks do skeletons collect? Tombstones.
Oh, good point.
One more.
Okay.
What's a ghost's favorite food?
Ham and beans.
Ice cream.
Very cute.
Thanks,
very
Sue,
cute.
For dropping those off.
That's right. Hey, and I've got something from a contributor as well. This is Chris Beckby out of Valentine as well. And I think it's amusing. Playing sports is hard, but talking is harder. I think you'll get a kick out of this. The referee is the most important man in the ring beside the two fighters. George Foreman said that.
Oh.
And right now I feel that I've got my feet on the ground as far as my head is concerned. Matt Barnes. Also by Matt, violence is never the answer, but sometimes it is.
That's true.
Yeah. And Charlie Huff, referring to his broken finger, it's only puffy when it's swollen. Those are words to live by. Oh, and defensively, I think it is important to tackle. That is a quote from Carl Mecklenburg. Here's another great sports quote. We must have had 99% of the match. It was the other 3% that cost us. As the heading says, playing sports is hard, but talking can be harder. And to wrap it up, Josh Smith, our ceiling is through the roof. Thanks so much, Chris Beckby of Valentine, for contributing to The Good Stuff.
A little bit of music history for you here and some explanations on things. Remember the song Puff the Magic Dragon?
Yes, indeed.
Well, even though the composer of the song insists that it isn't talking about smoking something, that wasn't good enough for the then Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew, from deeming it pro-narcotics. He called for a ban on the tune, which was granted to him. Despite powerful voices coming out against the song, it ended up being a smash hit for singer Peter, Paul, and Mary.
That's
so
right.
I like that song. I still think it's about a little boy and his magic dragon.
I do too.
One more of those. The song Physical, remember that?
Oh, yes,
Olivia
absolutely.
Newton-John, became incredibly popular in the U.S. and the U.K., but that didn't mean that some radio stations didn't see a problem with the lyrics back then. The line, there's nothing left to talk about unless it's horizontally, was one of the censored phrases. The music video also added some controversy as it showed a gay couple holding hands while comically ignoring Olivia's advances throughout the video. Even MTV censored that at the time.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
A little music history there for you today. I got a couple more of those we'll share on some future programs. If you'd like to share something with us here, we'd certainly like to hear from you. Send those ideas and stories to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at those, especially if it's something to do with Halloween coming up. We'd love to get some of those. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.